Andy Mazur's here at Sports Desk, and a few weeks ago, I was listening to Andy's podcast, and he landed an interview with Tom Brenneman, and that in itself was a pretty good feat, Andy, because he's kept a low profile, and I was thinking about him this week because the Cubs are in Cincinnati, and there still is this question, should Tom be forgiven for what he said, and he really sounded off on kind of a complicated redemption when he talked to you. It was fascinating to hear him. What did you think?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. First of all, I've known Tom for a long time and reached out just on the chance that he would want to talk about it, and he did. And, there was nothing, held back at all. Everything was on the table, fair game. And, to me, it sounded as though he was a guy that was really working hard to learn from what happened to him and learn not only from, the hot mic situation, but from the words that he uttered. He wanted to get the thoughts of the LGBTQ plus community in Cincinnati and did a really good job of that, in my opinion.
He made a homophobic slur. He didn't realize he was on the air. It was the middle of a game.
Right.
And tell us about this clip we're going to hear.
Yeah, so there's a gentleman he encountered who was basically the leader of the LGBTQ community in Cincinnati who basically didn't want him to get fired, wanted this to be a learning situation. And there was something that transpired from that conversation that Tom had with this gentleman.
Here's Tom Brenneman.
Brian Messer. He's a gay man. He's a big executive with Johnson & Johnson. He's on the Cincinnati Public Schools Board. He is considered to be the leading voice of the whole LGBT community here in Cincinnati. And within 48 hours after I said what I said, he wrote a letter to the editor in the Cincinnati Inquirer saying that I should not be fired and that there is a learning moment for everybody here, for the Reds, for the gay community, for Tom Brenneman, for everybody involved. Let's make something positive out of this. And so I reached out to him just to say thank you. And, what can I do to get better? Not to get my job back, because that was already done. The people didn't know about it, maybe in the public, that it was done, but it was done. And he invited me over to his house. It was my birthday. I'll never forget it as long as I live. It was about a month after I said what I said. It was on September the 12th. Really hot day here in Cincinnati. Really hot. And he invited maybe 14 or 15 other gay voices, gay community voices in greater Cincinnati, Louisville, Columbus, Indianapolis, men and women all came to his house. And I'm sitting on the front porch, and I was the only one sitting in the sun, and it was 1,000 degrees that day. It was in the middle of the day, and to listen to what that word meant to the people that were there, of the 15, there were 12 who were open-minded into me being there, giving me a chance to listen and to learn and to grow a little bit. There were 3 that, they looked at me and they called me a fraud and told me I was just checking boxes for being there. And I don't know about you, Andy, but, I haven't been a lot of places in my life where I got people looking at me and calling me a fraud and a lot of other bad names and just staring you right in the eye and just saying, I think, this is a joke. You don't care at all about the gay community. You're just trying to check a box and get your job back. And it was a rough day.
Fox fired him quickly, didn't
yeah,
they?
And like you said, the Reds had actually done it already, but nobody really knew about it. So that's why he was saying, listen, I'm doing this because I want to learn, because I've already lost my job. You don't know that, but I already have. And later in the interview, I asked him about whether he thought that Fox and or the Reds should have been a little more less reactive to the situation. And he was saying, he has no ill will towards any of those entities. And, I think deep down he wishes that they would have understood a little bit more and maybe worked with him to figure out, how am I going to get better from this? And is it wise to fire him, or is it wise to just suspend him and let him kind of learn from the lesson and come back? Track record is impeccable as far as mm-hmm. broadcaster goes.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, if you listen to the entire podcast, and I'll tell you how you can do that in a second, it's hard to come away thinking, yes, this guy's career should be permanently over. And I don't know whether some of my opinion is also colored because I got to know Tom mm-hmm. a little bit and really like him. But how can people hear the whole thing?
Yeah, you can just search the Andy Mazur podcast. It's real simple to do. You can do it on Google, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and you can listen to that episode and some other ones that I've done this year.
Yeah, we tried to get him on here not long after that happened, and he was laying low for a long time, so it was really interesting to hear him. Good job, Andy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.